Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The House Select Committee investigating January 6 withdrew its subpoena issued in October to President Trump. The investigation was wrapped up, and Republicans are set to take leadership of the chamber in January. Southwest Airlines was responsible for the majority of flight cancellations and delays in the USA for the third straight day on Wednesday, signaling that the airline's holiday season troubles continue. Southwest accounted for most of the 2,400 canceled flights Wednesday. The Department of Transportation said it will review Southwest's actions that contributed to a rough holiday travel weekend. Twitter suffered a major outage on Wednesday, leaving tens of thousands of users globally unable to access the social media platform or use key features for several hours. Down Detector, a website that tracks outages, showed more than 10,000 affected users from the USA and about 2,500 from Japan and about 2,500 from the UK at the peak of disruption. Afterward, Elon tweeted, "Significant back-end server architecture changes rolled out. Twitter should feel faster." End quote. As crime in major American cities continues to put some citizens in harm's way, former 911 dispatcher in Chicago, Keith Thornton on Fox News, says we keep electing the wrong people to solve the problem.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot here in the city of Chicago, she doesn't care, and that's why I stepped down from being a dispatcher here. Absolutely love that position, and I just moved on and do it somewhere else as a supervisor. But she absolutely doesn't care, and I could not hear more screaming voices in my ear and telling individuals that police were coming when I knew that they were not coming. I don't stand by that, and we need someone different within this city, but also other cities.
Disgraced actor and comedian Bill Cosby is planning to return to the stage. Cosby's publicist Andrew Wyatt confirmed the news, saying, "We're looking at getting back out there around spring or summer of 2023. End quote. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
A Republican district attorney in New York has opened an investigation into Representative-elect George Santos. The Republican who flipped a hotly contested congressional seat in Long Island, New York, admitted to lying about his work experience and education during the campaign. Nassau County District Attorney Ann Donnelly announced a probe into Santos as he faces mounting criticism from Democrats and Republicans that think lying by a lawmaker is okay. With the failure this week at Southwest Airlines, can the carrier ever gain loyalty back from frustrated holiday travelers?
Southwest is under scrutiny from Washington for its holiday storm freeze-up. According to FlightAware, Southwest canceled more than 2,600 flights, or roughly 65% of its scheduled Tuesday departures, and the carriers canceled close to 11,000 flights since last Thursday. The airline that flies under the stock symbol Love said back on Monday that its reduced schedule would extend until at least Thursday. The company's CEO says the airline is trying to end this rolling struggle. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
The driving ban in the city of Buffalo was lifted at midnight Thursday. The ban has been replaced with a travel advisory. The driving ban had been in place due to a massive blizzard that swept through western New York over the holidays. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy Veterans Day to you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Nicole Hunt is back with us. Last time we were talking about voting our values. Nicole is an issues analyst with Focus on the Family. Nicole, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Talking about how America did in voting its values this midterm election. What's your analysis?
You know, I mean, on the abortion policy front, it was a disappointing turnout. And I think that there are some lessons for the pro-life movement to learn when it comes to considering ballot initiatives that deal with the issue of abortion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was amazing that somehow, of course, in the polling leading up, abortion did not seem to be the issue. It was more focused on inflation, tabletop issues that they talk about. But suddenly, exit polls, and I'm not sure what to make of it, Nicole, if I could really trust the exit polls, because they seem to be providing more of a narrative that said that what brought people out, what energized Democrats was issue of Roe v. Wade being turned back to the states. But the way it was presented to the people by the Democrats, it was a canceling, a negation of Roe v. Wade. But what it was basically was sending it back to the states. And what these abortionists are frightful about is that the American people, you know, are not going to be paying the bill, the freight for their abortions anymore.
Yeah, I think it's interesting to see how this played out. So there were five states that were voting on abortion policy through a ballot measure, and three of those states were considering abortion-friendly ballot initiatives. So Michigan, Vermont, and California, voters were being asked whether or not they wanted to enshrine abortion rights into their state constitution. Now, considering Vermont and California, it's not really that surprising that voters there would move to support that. In Michigan, though, what's interesting is the most amount of money was put into Michigan. Those on the pro-abortion side spent over $46 million at last, like, reporting count to try to get their side, the voters to vote for their side. And then those in the pro-life movement, comparatively, only raised about $18 million. So it was a much smaller amount. And what happened, what we see is that, especially in Michigan, there was a lot of turnover. It did draw... it did draw those who were pro-abortion out to vote. And then what ended up happening was kind of up and down the ballot, a lot of candidates who were pro-abortion ended up winning. What I think is particularly interesting and worth noting and considering moving forward as the pro-life movement considers strategy moving on is what happened in Kentucky and Montana. So Kentucky
exactly.
and Montana, both considered to be pretty pro-life. We're considering pro-life measures. And in both of those states, voters turned out and they voted against these pro-life measures, even though there are pro-life protections already in place. In Montana in particular, voters were asked whether or not an infant born alive during an abortion should receive medical care. And the majority came back saying no. So it's pretty shocking as we look at the numbers to see just how much the pro-abortion movement spent trying to win on these issues, and it worked. And it's something that the pro-life movement needs to take seriously the next time we consider a ballot initiative. Are we willing and able to fully fund it? Because if we're not, it hurts the pro-life movement.
Exactly. And the other thing to test here, Nicole, is the message. I keep reminding people, in the absence of message, money rules, or you need more money. And the pro-life message, I believe, is strong, but it needs to be reconsidered in a way to match up with the intensity and the emotional level that the abortionists are promoting. And it's no longer, I think, you know, we take things for granted within the, you know, the pro-life movement, that this is about life, it's godly, I all those things that we traditionally talk about. But what's not being brought out, I believe, are the testimonies of 49 years of people who've experienced abortion and said, this is my life, this is what happened. You know, that, you know, I was on the verge of committing suicide, or I know people who committed suicide because they aborted their children, you know, to really address, you know, the regret that's taken place, you know, in these 49 years, you know, those emotional issues that the left has captured in the opposite side. I think we can surpass their level of emotion with real stories, not something that's just a narrative or emotionalized.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
I think it's absolutely. I think it's common sense what you're saying. Whoever has more money in an election can control the messaging and the narrative. And those who control the messaging, they get to win votes for elections.
Yes.
And the truth is as you say, the pro-life movement has a lot of work to do in getting their messaging out there. And what we saw, for instance, in Montana was because, for instance, at the last reporting cycle, the pro-abortion side had raised about $1 million to defeat the Infant Born Alive Act, or Infant Born Alive language. And the pro-life side had raised no money, and what they were running were ads showing moms who had just delivered babies who were terminal being ripped out of the doctors, ripping them out of the mom's hands and trying to give them life-saving medication when they knew that this baby, for instance, wasn't going to make it, and the mother just wanted to be able to cuddle it until it breathed its last breath.
Right.
Now, that is not at all the intent of the language, but that was the story that was being shared with Montanans by pro-abortion funding.
Right. Well, this is the thing. I mean, from day one, when you look back in the history of abortion and how they have, they've controlled the narrative, as you say, and look at, for 49 years, they were able to get away with murder, so to speak. And that's not enough. They want to get away with murder. They want to get away with the sale of baby parts, like you're going to, to a junkyard to pick parts. I mean, there's human babies that are being sold like that. I mean, that's just disgusting. Now, when people understand that's what's going on, you see the look on their face and the heartbreak. You know, this is what needs to be clearly delineated, that with the left, that's, I mean, there's no holds barred. As you said, a baby is delivered. I mean, in Virginia, we argued this a couple of years ago, that, it was like, well, the governor of Virginia at the time said, well, we'll just give them some comfort care. You know, we'll just leave them there on that cold slab and offer comfort care until they expire. Well, you know, it was shocking to many people, but you knew that that was the door opener to future conversations and now laws. And, whether it's Montana or Kentucky, you know, it's that age-old, that age-old axiom that experience defines preference. And maybe they're going to have to go through this experience, and how much of that experience, just like they did for 49 years with Roe v. Wade, do they have to deal with, where they realize that, oh, my God, what have we done? If at all they get to that moment, you can only hope that they would get to that moment of truth before it's too late, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Nicole, we got to go to a quick break. Nicole Hunt is with us. She's an attorney and life issues analyst with Focus on the Family. And we'll talk more about, some of the surprises, because it was interesting. You know, in some cases, pro-life was demonstrated. Votes went that way. Quite interesting.
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Veterans Day all over America, time to honor those that gave so much. You know, you think about only 1% of our country serves in the military. And, those that served in the military, I mean, 1% supporting and fighting for the liberty of 99. I mean, think about those numbers and those ratio. It should cause you, you know, to really, to thank a vet today, you know, for their service. Because the one thing about vets is our oath of office. It never expires. And Nicole, did you see the numbers? I think we're going to have something like 80 vets are making up this next Congress. I think this is amazing. I mean, it's like, you know, their duty, you know, to the country, it just never ends. And it's like we're sending in the militia to save this country. I think it's exciting because you have experienced, you know, officers and military personnel coming in who understand mission. They understand, obviously, in a very personal way, the defense of America and its values and what it's all about. So, I mean, this could be a turning point in and of itself that we have, you know, this level of quality of legislators, you know, coming into Congress.
I sure hope so. I know that 75% of Americans think that America's on the wrong course. We're in the wrong direction. And so, so we need men and women who, in Congress, particularly in the House, who are going to be able and willing to stand up and to support the things that we value. Parental rights, the sanctity of human life, religious freedom. These are things that are fundamental to what it means to be an American. And we need fighters in the House.
And fundamental to all this, Nicole, we cannot overemphasize enough the importance of our religious freedom. I mean, that is the basis. That is what glues us together. It's what makes this American dream, this idea, even possible. It is God's blessing upon this nation. And I will continue to resist this modernistic idea that considers an America without God. Because, you know, as you say, when you got 75%, 80% in some polling that is discontent with the status quo, and we get the results that we get for this midterm election, it's like, wait a minute, what are we missing? Yes, there's some exceptions. I think New York, you know, the lights went on in New York, and you almost got a new governor there. But yet, boy, you had a lot of houses flipping in New York. You know, Florida, as we talked about, what an exception. That to me reflected this idea of, okay, you know, we're not happy and we want a change in management. And they actually had the intestinal fortitude to go out and cast a vote that did that. You know, where management was being effective, they rewarded it. Where it wasn't, they said, nope, you're out of here. You're fired. We're going to bring somebody else in. And so, you know, there are glimpses of that across the country, but not to the level that would be reflective of an 80%, you know, an 80% polling of people of discontent, does it?
I agree. And I think there's a message here, too. So not everything on Tuesday night was negative for the pro-life movement. There were pro-life candidates who were on the ballot, incumbent governors, many of them, who went on the offense on abortion. They were not ashamed to be pro-life. They actively put laws into place in their states that supported the sanctity of human life. They were bold. And we saw that in Ohio, Georgia, New Hampshire, Florida, Texas. Governors who were incumbents, who were bold on abortion, they were reelected. And the voters liked to see bold leadership. And so I think that's a lesson for all of the leaders coming in. Bold leadership is the way to move forward. We can do that in a collegial way, but we need to be bold and we need to lead with authority. And I think that if people do that, there's going to be a lot of groundswell of support from those, not only in the pro-life movement, but, you know, those who support the sanctity of human life, religious freedom, parental rights. There's a lot of opportunity for leaders to step up and lead.
Well, and to your point here, what needs to be pointed out clearly and people reminded of is those states, those leaders that honor God and how God has honored them. You know, sometimes, you know, people of faith are afraid to talk about that. But there's clear evidence to this point, you know, as the Bible tells us. I mean, you can choose life or choose death. But it's quick to say that life is the best choice. And we need to, you know, do an analysis of these states and these leaders that have chosen life and what's happening. You know, why is Florida so much more successful? Why are these other states so much more successful? And in one of the consistent themes that I'm seeing, and I'd be curious if you're seeing the same thing, Nicole, as an analyst for Focus, is that you know, is this representative? Is there a causal? Can we track a causal relationship for those states that are that exercise religious freedom and honor God? Are they more successful on all these levels, whether it has to do with COVID, whether it has to do with abortion, whether it's going to have to do with, you know, some of these economical pressures that we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you make a great point. And we really should spend a significant amount of time looking into, you know, now that this election has passed, let's look back and see just how successful have these states been, and how has the Lord rewarded the leaders of these states?
See, and I believe God has done it. You know, it's kind of like, you know, the one song, you know, about the loss of hope. You maybe just haven't seen it yet. You know, we're just so filled with this narrative, and you talk about misinformation and everything and how the narrative is being controlled, that we're not really, you know, seeing the hand of God in these various areas here. And we need to open up our eyes in such a way that those, you know, those leaders, those states that are honoring God, God is honoring them. And I believe it's there. And we just need to be able to present the empirical data. If nothing else, to say, even if you ask the question, you know, just say, is God blessing the state or not? Look at what's happening to them financially. Look at what's happening in terms of a misery index. You know, I mean, we're all dealing with a little bit of misery here in River City. But you know, it is, and I believe, and God is consistent this way, that his hand of blessing is on those who are honoring, you know, God's values, that are glorifying God. And I believe that that's evident. And we need to be able to discern that and present this with empirical data and make no apology for it and let people decide, saying, okay, you know, it's like people are making a choice, a real clear choice. We got so many people moving into Florida anymore. I mean, my goodness, it's unbelievable. But they are, because the state is free. And I just hope that they don't, as they come into the state, that they embrace, re-embrace and re-energize with the liberty that is here, that is prevalent here, and that they're, you know, that they bring with them a blessing. They receive a blessing and they become a blessing, you know, to the people here in Florida, because we have gotten, I mean, the growth here has been dramatic because, you know, life here in Florida is really good.
I do think that your governor has attracted like-minded people to the state, which I think even maybe supports your case even further, right?
Yes.
People of faith who have values that are informed by their biblical worldview, and that the Lord is bringing blessing onto that state in
exactly
really wonderful ways.
Mm. Well, Nicole, you know, South Florida is always known for, you know, spring break and all the kids come down and everything and, you know, party here on the beaches of South Florida. And I have suggested the last couple of years what they ought to do is forget the beach. Is they need to go to Cayo Ocho. Cayo Ocho in South Florida is where a lot of the Cubans and you know, people that have lost their countries, reside in. And the rich history and knowledge that they have and experience of communism and socialism and Marxism is unbelievable. I mean, what these kids could get on spring break in terms of an education there, I said, we just have a big block party there in Cayo Ocho, have all the restaurants there, you know, we'll just have a big banquet there and talk story. And just hear from the local people what it's like, what happened to their Cuba, what happened to, you know, their home countries when these radical governments, you know, took over, these governments that are trying and these kind of ideas that are trying to permeate our American culture. You know, they know by experience and they've got great stories to tell. I think that could be an interesting, you know, an interesting road trip for our young people. Nicole Hunt, thank you for being with us. Take care.
This report is sponsored by IDM. Call for Code founding partner IBM and its creator David Clark Cause have named GardenMate as winner of the 2022 Global Challenge. Call for Code invites developers across the globe to use cutting-edge technologies like IBM's artificial intelligence portfolio and IBM Cloud to create solutions to help solve the world's biggest problems. The GardenMate app utilizes IBM Watson technology and connects gardeners with excess produce to people in need. The team will receive $200,000 as well as assistance from the Linux Foundation to open source their application and support to deploy their solution from IBM ecosystem partners. Kate Woolley, GM, IBM Ecosystems.
Since 2018, IBM and Call for Code have empowered developers to take on the challenge of tackling the world's biggest problems, such as food scarcity and climate change. This year's competition demonstrates the impact developers can have to help affect change and create a better future through the use of technologies such as hybrid cloud and AI.
To learn more, visit callforcode.org.
USA News Update. Southwest Airlines was responsible for the majority of flight cancellations and delays in the USA for the third straight day on Wednesday. Signaling that the airline's holiday season troubles continue, Southwest accounted for most of the 2,400 canceled flights on Wednesday. The Department of Transportation said it will review Southwest's actions that contributed to a rough holiday travel weekend. As major crime in American cities continues to put some citizens in harm's way, former 911 dispatcher in Chicago, Keith Thornton on Fox News, says we keep electing the wrong people to solve the problem.
No one is safe at this time in terms of big cities because we have a bunch of individuals who are running our cities and our departments, and they just don't care. Mayor Lori Lightfoot here in the city of Chicago, she doesn't care, and that's why I stepped down from being a dispatcher here.
We do have three college football games being played today. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. Naomi Wolf, the author of The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19, and The War Against the Human, is coming up in just a moment. We're going to talk about her new book. She's the co-founder and CEO of DailyClout.io, a successful civic tech company. The Body of Others is about how we came to the harrowing civilizational crossroads at which we find ourselves engaged in a war against vast impersonal forces with limitless power over our lives, which threaten the freedoms we have always taken for granted. She is one of the world's most influential feminists and doesn't just comment on the world's most pervasive problems. She aims to solve them. Naomi Wolf, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's so good to be talking to you. Thank you.
I love your philosophy. It's one thing to talk about the problem, but how do we solve them? And you're identified, people identify you as the classical liberal, and people may wonder, okay, what does that mean, a classical liberal?
Well, that's a good question these days. I mean, to me, it just means someone who believes in democracy and freedom of speech and the rule of law and, you know, post-Enlightenment values, beliefs in the Constitution. But certainly labels have flipped around these days. It is true that my former home, the left, has become increasingly tyrannical in the United States, and that the people I'm speaking to most often about the assault on democracy, the establishment of tyranny, which is my subject, tend to be conservatives and libertarians these days, to my regret. I mean, I regret that liberals are not, you know, gathered in this important fight together as fellow citizens.
It's as if, you know, the liberal mindset has been hijacked by progressives, and that whole term. I mean, all these terms, you know, and people are confused by this word salad out there. And that's why I ask, you know, first up front, because I want people to understand where you're coming from here, because, you know, they hear the term feminist and, you know, maybe their spine might stiffen a little bit. But that's not what this is all about. I mean, we want to have a fair and reasonable conversation. And I believe what you bring to bear on the topic is so critical. critical, and for us to hear that you can have a conversation with somebody outside of your silo, so to speak, and be able to advance and increase our knowledge and understanding.
Well, I appreciate that. I would say that I would put it even more urgently than that.
Yeah, okay.
I would say that we kind of. I would say, look, the thesis of my book is that a war is being waged against us as a nation and as the West by some bad actors. And these include the World Economic Forum, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the World Health Organization, and big tech. And the reason I bring this up, you know, in answer to your question, is that for the last 10 years or so, their technology has been deployed to divide us. And this benefits also one other adversary, which is China. The CCP also is trying to divide us and fragment us. The CCP is certainly trying to seed Marxist ideas and ideology in the American left, for sure, and to, you know, use all of these bad actors are using the medical emergency of the last 2 years as a pretext to create a post-American, post-humane, post-democratic America and you know, West in general. So I would say it's urgent right now for left and right to, you know, drop their stereotypes about each other and band together as citizens of America, because literally our Constitution is being shredded. And, you know, exactly. We can have the, like, little debates about how we differ on green energy or, reproductive rights, not so little a debate. But, you know, when we get our country back, but right now we are literally having war made upon us. We need to respond appropriately.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is, I mean, we just had a movie star, come before the people and just saying, there's a lot of reason in the middle here. And for some reason, we've been divided in such a way to where we're not having the needed conversation, as you say. And you're exactly right, Dr. Wolf. This needs to be addressed with urgent immediacy, because it seems like with every day we feel liberty is slipping through our fingers, and the progressives, you might say, or those globalists that are interested in moving the country away from a democratic republic are gaining more and more ground, and it just makes it makes the war that much more complicated. I mean, case in point is what happened with Ukraine and Russia. We saw Russia, coming together at the border for over a year. Leading into that, Putin said, hey, here's what I'm going to do. And all of a sudden, the nations and the United States and our president want to be surprised. Are you kidding me? I mean, it was very obvious, just like it's very obvious as to what's going on. Like you say, technocracy has been developing over the decades. It has come in as a Trojan horse, been very convenient, and has really captured our imaginations and our privacy and our data. As some scientist says, we've all been reduced to data, and as such, we can be hacked. I mean, it's like we're no longer going to be responsible for our own behavior. We're going to be so influenced by data and technocracy that the technocracy made me do it. Is that what it's coming down to?
You're heading in the right direction. I would say it's a little more sinister than that. And I mean, I'm sorry to be such a downer, but we have to wake up to what's happening.
We got to get real. Naomi. I mean, that's the problem. We've been delusional. We thought just because it's always been that it always will be. And we're seeing the obvious right before our eyes. I mean, we're in a situation right now. I mean, even the government is saying if you don't make at least $300,000 a year in Joe Biden's America, you're in trouble.
Right.
And, so what are we talking about? 95%, over 90% of America is going to be, be victimized by the policies of the Democrats and Joe Biden?
Yeah. Well, look, let me speak to the technocracy point first, because this is very important for people to understand. And so, as you mentioned in your intro, I'm CEO of a tech company. So what I do offer people in my book, and I'm glad that they're reacting accordingly, is an easy to follow explanation of how our society got hacked by big tech and what they're after. It's a little worse than just being after our data. Well, it's substantially worse. Although you're right about them being after our data. But basically, if you look at the policies of the last 2 years, the quote-unquote pandemic policies, they don't make sense medically. It turns out that locking people down, quote-unquote, isolating them, distance learning, masking people, you know, make almost no difference. Lockdown nations and states do exactly the same as open nations and states in terms of infectious diseases. Masking doesn't prevent anything except it lowers kids' IQ by an average of 21 points. But what these policies do, you know, and the isolation, which goes to your point about division, because we can be fed stereotypes and nonsense about the other side if we never meet our neighbors anymore in town halls or talking to them on planes because we're masked so we can't talk, or, you know, in the supermarket because that's been closed by lockdown. So what these policies did is that they were massive theft of assets from the middle class, all those little stores that had to shut, all those little landlords who couldn't hold on, and that got transferred to oligarchs and BlackRock and Vanguard. But even worse, or even more sinister, is that it reconfigured our world so that all the things that human beings did together that gave human beings strength, like worship together, or, you know, your kid in a human classroom with human students and a human teacher, or you know, being in a town hall talking to your neighbors and, you know, determining the outcome of what happens in your village or your city, or, you know, being in a bar or restaurant, falling in love with a human being, talking, smiling, singing, culture. All these things were targeted, right? We were masked, exactly. We were distanced, we were locked down. So what does that do? It benefits big tech. And Amazon is up 20-25% in the last 2 years. Google is up 20-25%. They own the testing platform for COVID testing. Microsoft is up 20%. They built the vaccine passports. IBM is up. They also, Salesforce, built vaccine passports. These tech companies are invested in the vaccines. Facebook invested in the vaccines. Google invested, as I mentioned, in the tests. Bill Gates of Microsoft invested in the vaccines. So this is a complete reconstruction of our world so that tech gets to kill off things that human beings can do that tech can't compete with. And that's the play for tech, and they've been largely successful.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Naomi Wolf after this.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend $1 a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend $1 a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Dr. Naomi Wolf continues. Her new book, The Body of Others, The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19 and the War Against the Human. So much was revealed, even though we were locked down and isolated, Dr. Wolf, so much was revealed, as you noted in the first segment is in our discussion here, as a result of COVID. Now the opportunity is, you know, being that since, like you, you know, I gravitate to solutions. I look for solutions. What do we do in light of what has been revealed to us? I mean, you already see parents taking over school boards across the country, even in the most liberal of cities like San Francisco, for example. Saw what happened in Virginia and in other areas right now where the people are trying, you know, with immediacy to take back their local governments. And I wonder if, you know, if it might be too little too late.
I mean, you're right to ask. We basically need to fight. Like, these oligarchs are coming at us from every direction, and that's why things feel so disorienting. We haven't talked about the mRNA vaccines, but, you know, and I've got some of this in my book, but after it was published, I convened a team of 3,000 highly trained medical researchers, doctors, RNs, biostatisticians, medical fraud investigators to go through the Pfizer documents. These are 55,000 documents released under court order that the FDA asked the court to keep hidden for 75 years. And
wow.
I'm so sorry to say that this group of experts has now released 23 reports that anyone can read and understand. And these, you can find these at dailycloud.io. I also talk about them on War Room. What I'm sorry to tell you is that these injections, the mRNA injections, they really look like an attack on our people and our homeland and on the peoples of the world. And it's hard to explain it away as just, you know, malfeasance or clumsiness or they didn't know. Maybe a month in they didn't know, but it's now 14 or 15 months since they knew that the vaccines didn't work. They knew the first month. They knew that they harmed the immune system. They knew that they hurt children's hearts a week after injection. They knew that they, you know, the 36 women who were followed to term, 28 of them lost their babies. There's a huge baby die-off globally that I've written about among vaccinated mothers. Polyethylene glycol, a petroleum byproduct, gets into breast milk, and babies are, you know, having seizures and gastrointestinal distress and failure to thrive. And there are just thousands and thousands. There are over 1,200 deaths, and in 4 months, four people died on the day of injection. I mean, I could go on and on, but what's in these ingredients is toxic. It's the spike protein our experts have found is toxic. Lipid nanoparticles cross the blood-brain barrier. They cause thrombocytopenia, clotting, strokes, hemorrhages. They cross into the placenta. The point is there's so many thousands of horrific adverse events like serious neurological disorders, strokes, heart attacks, cardiac arrest. You know, the SEC filings
says that, you know, a common side effect is thinking so hard you hurt yourself. And we've seen people collapsing all over the world on soccer fields, or, you know, car crashes up, you know, all-cause mortality is up. So the point is, there's no way to see these documents without concluding that, a war is being made against us. And my own reporting has found that. BioNTech and its subsidiary, Pfizer and its subsidiary BioNTech, it is actually partnered with China and with a pharmaceutical company run by a high-ranking member of the CCP. And the SEC filing for BioNTech, which makes the mRNA vaccines, transfers all the technology, 100% tech transfer, meaning how to make the mRNA vaccines, the making of the mRNA vaccines, to China in 2021. So that happened. So China is our enemy. They want to be the world superpower, and they do horrible things to their own population. They lock them down. They harvest their organs. They put Uyghurs in concentration camps. They force abortions. There's no way to conclude that this is, these harms are anything but an attack on the people of the West.
Exactly. And so the end game of all this is that so that they would, I guess, bring America to its knees. I mean, because let's face it, America is, you know, for all intent and purposes, we're still hanging in there, the number one economy. I mean, look what happened when America shut down. The end effect that it had, the domino effect to these other nations, poverty went through, it more than doubled in these other nations. And it was like, you know, it was amazing to me how the ruling class, and I'm not just talking about here in America, but around the world, you know, these group of nations, how they just kind of took it all in stride and did not even see what the loss of liberty in America, what it meant in terms of these lockdowns. And as you said, lost revenue, lost supply chain, everything else. And then you've got the Democratic Party and a president right now that's playing all into the hand of this. And it's like as if we have a Manchurian candidate as president of the United States.
Well, we're really, I'm so glad to be talking to you because you really see the big picture. And you're 1,000% right. I've been a political consultant to a vice president and to a presidential campaign. And so what I've learned from that is to read events backwards, meaning what politicians do at the highest levels is that they choose a goal, and then to get people to the goal, they give the goal to the speechwriters and say, come up with a story to get people to the goal. And often the story has nothing to do with the goal. An example is, you know, President Bush wanted to invade Afghanistan, but people were not excited about invading Afghanistan. So he, you know, his speechwriters came up with a narrative that we have to invade Afghanistan because they're not letting girls go to school. Well, they didn't let girls go to school for years and years and years before we invaded Afghanistan. But that's the job of the speechwriters, to get people on board. So my point is, read the events the last 2 years backwards. Our economy was crippled. The middle class was broken. Our supply chains were disrupted and are disrupted. Our food, you know, the land of abundance now has food scarcity. People can't afford to pay their bills. A harmful injection was mandated into the bodies of the entire, you know, millions of workers in the American population, including mandated to our armed forces, mandated to our pilots and our first responders, our firefighters, our police. A wave of protests came out of nowhere to say defund the police. Our inner cities became chaotic and crime-ridden. Our schools were, you know, our children were sent home and, you know, forced into kind of mental illness and anxiety and not learning how to socialize. Our children were masked. They dropped IQ points. They didn't learn how to speak to each other. Like, literally, this is what, I mean, my husband was in military intelligence for 12 years, and I've learned a lot from him and from other China experts. This is what we do to other countries that we want to tenderize before we occupy them or subvert their governments. And so this is what China is doing to us. And, you know, why might, you know, the population of the United States be being injected with something so, like, terrible? I mean, I haven't even talked about, you know, the effect on reproduction very much, but, you know, this is damaging the next generation. Well, China has a goal by 2049, 100 years after the establishment of hegemony, you know, the Communist Party in China, to be the world's superpower. And they don't have enough food. So the analysis of people I respect in the intel world and you know, formerly in the intelligence world, is that China wants our land and our food supply and our water, our farmland. Bill Gates, who I think is a cash cow for China, is buying up all the farmland. They don't want the people. And so they're kind of terraforming America, in my analysis, to kind of weaken and debilitate the people, dissolve community, dissolve family, dissolve the things that allow people to fight back. There's going to be a huge push to disarm people because the Second Amendment is literally what is keeping us, you know, free at this point compared to other countries that were free like a mere 3 years ago, like Australia and Canada. But, you know, I'm persuaded by this. This is what's happening. People are dropping dead. You know, sudden adult death syndrome. Teenagers are dropping dead on athletic fields, young adults dropping dead, or people are being debilitated with long-term illnesses. And a white paper from the Chinese Communist Party said their goal is to be the world's superpower in 10 years at a time when people will be so preoccupied with their health problems that they won't be able to mount a resistance.
Well, not only our health problems, but just eating, as you said. I mean, right. You know, the food supply crisis, which the United Nations, that was quite interesting, I think last year had came out and said, you know, to use food scarcity as a weapon of war was unacceptable. Mm. And I thought, well, that's odd. Why would they say such a thing? Mm. And then all of a sudden, here we are. We've got food scarcity, you know, that's happening. And then as being reported from American Faith, foreign investment in U.S. farmland triples in the last decade, raising national security fears. So to your point, they're capturing all these issues for what reason? You know, to control us all the more, because if they have control of the food and, you know, and its process and its distribution, and this is not happening within the United States anymore. This is all foreign investment in U.S. farmland. I mean, this is pretty scary stuff, isn't it?
I think it's terrifying. I mean, I think it's World War III. You know, the trouble people have, and I empathize, is that the human condition makes it very hard to believe that something is happening that people have never experienced before, right? They think that can't possibly be because I've never seen it before. Well, I'm the granddaughter of a woman who lost 9 brothers and sisters to Nazis who fed them into ovens because they were Jewish, and we've never seen that before.
We got to leave it there. Dr. Naomi Wolf, thank you so much. Congratulations on the book. And I say that congratulations to us because what you're sharing with us, I mean, it's up to us to be informed and do something about it and to participate in the solution and not the problem. The title of the book, The Bodies of Others, it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Dr. Naomi Wolf. Thank you, Naomi. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Martinez, so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.